series of guided meditations, literary reflections, and meditative music for anyone going through a divorce or the loss of an important relationship. I'm Daniel Todd, a writer and divorced parent, and one of the hosts of Raft.
And I'm Hannah Badalova, a relational therapist, divorced parent, and musician. The loss of an important relationship can set us adrift. We hope that through bibliotherapy techniques and guided meditations, we can offer a temporary resting place as you navigate both the turbulent waves and the unnerving still waters of relationship loss, finding healing and firmer ground.
In this episode, we're going to read and reflect on a poem by Anna Akhmatova called I Wrung My Hands, after which Hannah will provide a visualization exercise. Thanks for joining us. I wrung my hands. I wrung my hands under my dark veil. Why are you pale? What makes you reckless? Because I have made my loved one drunk with an astringent sadness. I'll never forget. He went out reeling. His mouth was twisted, desolate. I ran downstairs, not touching the banisters, and followed him as far as the gate, and shouted, choking, I meant it all, in fun. Don't leave me, or I'll die of pain. He smiled at me, oh, so calmly, terribly, and said, why don't you get out of the rain? In the midst of emotional instability or a relationship crisis, we often feel as if we are living under a dark veil. And we can find ourselves wringing our hands, if not literally, then metaphorically. We may be distressed by a conversation gone wrong, or anxious and filled with guilt or regret after an argument. When we become emotionally dysregulated, our perspective is often unclear. And it can feel as if our rational brain has been hijacked by our emotions. And these emotions can cause us to exaggerate just how bad things are, or how bad we are, or perhaps how bad the other person is. We've all experienced this. And like me, or like the speaker in Akhmatova's poem, you may be prone to having conversations with yourself in times like this. You may be especially critical of yourself. You might ask yourself, why did I say that? Or why did I get so upset? Or as we hear in Akhmatova's poem, why can't he take a joke? Or why does she always take me so seriously? Much of our emotional stability and instability stems from the conversations we have with others, especially with those closest to us. If you are going through a divorce or a breakup, these conversations can be especially fraught with anger or disdain or frustration or helplessness or even desperation, which can also be heard in this poem. It's important to acknowledge to ourselves that this is very difficult emotional terrain to navigate, and to accept the fact that you are going to have difficult and sometimes very disappointing conversations for the rest of your life. In Akhmatova's poem, the speaker, who appears intensely distressed by having made her lover drunk with an astringent sadness, is desperate. She races down the stairs, chases her lover to the gate. She shouts, she chokes on her own fear or grief or regret. And she says, I meant it all in fun. Don't leave me or I'll die of pain. To which her lover responds, calmly, terribly, dismissively, why don't you get out of the rain? Perhaps you have been met with a similarly dismissive comment while your emotions are running wild. Perhaps you have made such a comment yourself. Calmness in the face of heightened emotions can certainly come off as terrible. as they do to the speaker in this poem. But another thing this poem suggests is that the speaker actually has overreacted to this interaction with her lover. Her reaction to his leaving is extreme. Perhaps she has made too much of this emotional crisis. One lovely thing about poetry is that it often leaves room for ambiguity. We're not given all the facts here. We don't know if the person fleeing in the poem is fleeing for the last time, or if this has happened a dozen times before. What we do know is that the speaker is distressed, and her reaction is valid, regardless of the details. When we feel intense emotions, it's not as if we can control them exactly, at least not in the moment, at least not completely. Our feelings and emotions are always valid, and they cannot be invalidated by someone dismissing them. But it's also true that our feelings and emotions often are reckless and are not always aligned with the reality that returns to us later.
In this guided meditation, we are going to practice a visualization exercise that will walk us through a mildly emotionally dysregulated state into a slightly more dysregulated state. We will then come out of that state with reflection. Through this practice, we hope that in times of distress, you can apply some of these skills of moving through mood states and hopefully experience more strength and agency. Begin by sitting comfortably in a quiet space where you will not be interrupted for about 10 minutes. Close your eyes and pay attention to your breathing. If this is difficult, keep your eyes open, but continue to notice your breathing. If it is shallow, slow down and take deeper breaths. Do this until you hear my voice again. Imagine that it is raining. You can hear the raindrops loudly coming down. You have somewhere you need to go, and you don't want to wait for the rain to stop. You push yourself to leave, even as the rain is coming down harder, as if the door is opened and your body is pushing you out. Now you are in the rain. It is cold and destabilizing. You tell yourself that at least you're about to get another task done, but you are uncomfortable and getting drenched. What is it that you have to do? What is going to help you think more clearly now? What do you need right now? Do you need to press on, despite the rain? Do you need to find shelter? Do you need to return home and wait for the rain to pass? Now continue taking long, intentional breaths. And think of a time when you found yourself preoccupied by another person's actions or feelings, when you got caught up in their struggle or pain. Perhaps when you cause some of that pain. remember to take long, intentional breaths. There is nothing wrong with paying attention to others when they suffer and wanting to help, especially if you played some role in their distress. And you might have a clear idea of how you can help or fix the situation. You may feel a responsibility to do so. Now ask yourself, would helping them require hurting or losing an important part of myself in the process? Was this something I could have helped with? Something that could help the both of us, perhaps? Or would helping them require me to lose something I cannot afford to lose? As you continue taking long, deep breaths, consider that as we get caught up in reading other people's actions and emotions and trying to sense what they need, we can easily lose touch with ourselves and our values. We can feel unmoored, lost. Notice what is happening in your body as you reflect on helping others at the detriment of losing yourself. We may believe that we know how to help, or that we are the only ones able to help. We may develop a false, omnipotent sense of power over others. We may think we can control the situation. Notice any emotions that are coming up and name them. If your breathing has become shallow, deepen it slowly. Repeat this phrase to yourself silently. I cannot help in this moment, but I am not helpless. I cannot help at this moment, but I am not helpless. Take a few more deep breaths, long inhales, longer exhales. You may return to your normal breathing as we end this meditation practice.
Thanks again for listening. All of the music this first season of the Raft podcast is by Zach Winters. Zach will be going on tour soon, so please check out his website, zachwinters.com, to see if he's playing near you. Have a great week.